Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and the purpose of my show is to gather experience and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have a question, though. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning, discovered a divine healing, felt intuition, a voice of a higher power, been touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into the divine intervention? So if so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. I'll repeat it, 1-888-627-6008. And I would also like to say that this is non-judgmental. This is just a healing space for telling your stories and me telling my experience and maybe possibly heal yourself or others. And there is a higher calling on your life. But I just want to say that this evening topic is something that I always think of. Something sparks me about this. But it's when people say, what do you think when people say, all the answers are within. And they say, you know, just ask Christ or God or Jesus or whatever you want to call it and go within. And they would say he will reveal the answers to you, solve your problems, your issues. And my question is, I mean, if you go within, you'll get the answers. But then, you know, early on, I know what within now means, but, you know, earlier, I just felt like I didn't know what do you mean when what do people mean when they say go within? When they ask you, just go within, you know, go within. Are we going within our bodies? Where are we going? Are we going in our heads? What is within? I mean, what do we mean or what do people mean when they say, I want to go within for the answers? I want to go within, you know, for whatever. It's a spiritual thing. So my experience of it is within, it's like this. I feel like God is within your imagination. Not saying that God is imagined, but he's within your imagination. You think about it when you go to sleep, you're within. Everything is within itself. But I say the imagination, that's where everything is at. And when you go to sleep, that's where everything is at. When you're thinking, that's where it's within. I mean, you can think of it like, okay, I'm looking up in the sky or I'm in my bedroom and I'm looking up and you're thinking, okay, where is God? But he's within your heart. He's within, meaning that your imagination, if you think about it, everything that's thought of, if you look around in your room, wherever you at, in your car, I mean, think about it. Everything come from within. They come from within an ideal of some type. Your book, your car, the walls, everything that you're touching, your match, your house, if you're looking out the window, wherever you're at, if you're in a restaurant, you're going, everything is started with an ideal. Think about it. Everything started with, that's why God is really within. He's within your thoughts. He's within your thoughts, your dreams, your imagination. So that's what people mean, or that's what God mean, or that's what people mean, or that's what I interpret it means when you go within. It could be complex. You could think that, are we dealing with an outer God? Are we thinking, you know, that we're praying? I mean, what are we praying to when we pray? I mean, we're praying outward, you know, we're looking in the sky, we're looking something for ourselves outside of ourselves. But if you think about it, nothing is outside. I mean, it's just that when we get here as beings, everything has already been thought of, and you got these refrigerators, things, clothes, things that's in front of us that we thought the things was before the ideal. So you get it mixed up and you think that this is where you're supposed to look for all your solve all your problems. They're outside of yourself and they're really within. But you're thinking because you're here, everything is in front of us, everything you can touch, everything is like solid. And that seems like that's the thing. Well, what's going on? You're taught to look without. I mean, I'm looking for everything without. I'm looking to my mother. I'm looking to parents. I'm looking everything without without of myself instead of within myself. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. You need to go within. And that's what it really means. God is really within. It's really within your imaginations and your thoughts, and everything goes within. And so this is where you need to start. And this is where, when you go to sleep, or you can be up or whatever, you go within and find your answers. If you're troubled, or if you're happy, or you want to find, solve any problems, and I'm not saying you can't talk to the sky or whatever, or talk to the ceiling or the field, but really it's within. And this is what I used to have trouble with. All the stuff that I go through, I just kind of put it out there and see if, I'm just curious, does anybody think of these questions? What does it within mean exactly? Am I going within my head? It's much greater than your skull, or what's it? That's just what you think with. That's a physical thing, but it's beyond. It's God's mind. It's what you're at. And all of us is really with the same mind. It's just choice. How do you choose to use this mind? Everything is in this mind. Everything come from God. Everything come from God within. So it's then goes a choice. When you go within, what are you asking for? What are you trying to get? So you can choose to get. I mean, that's why God gave us free will and choice. I know it sounds crazy, but this is free will and choice. God wants you to choose the right things for yourself, but he gave you free will just to let you know the difference between right or wrong, or going on the right track. I mean, if you knew everything was just planned a certain kind of way, where God had us all programmed to do this, then you wouldn't know what's the difference. I mean, love is love, but then if you didn't have hate to counteract it, you wouldn't know exactly what love is. It would just be love. So he gave us both sides to it, but he wants you to choose love. But he just, wants you to know that this is love. This is how you know what love is, because you got hate out here. This is the opposite of what's going on. Everything is the opposite of what the other is on each end of the spectrum. There's always an opposite. So you choose the good. You choose the better part of it. And it'll always be black and white with good and bad. But when it comes down to it, you choose the positive things for your life. So your life can run much smoother. Not saying that you're not going to have no bumps, because that contrast is what God wants you to have. But he always wants you in the end to choose out of the contrast what you want. That's all it's about. It's like God puts everything in perspective. All the good and the bad, or the controversial, or the conflicts, is to let you know, decide again. What do you want? Do I want this conflict in my life that's going on, this chaoticness? He wants you to choose. What is it that you want? And if you do, you have to go within. My thing is, you have to go within to find out what it is, even if your conflict seems like it's out there. And that's the point I'm trying to make. All this conflict appears that it's outside of you. Yes, it's outside of you because it's an effect, but the cause is in the mind. The cause, it starts in the mind. You may not be thinking about it, but if you're doing a whole lot of positivity and have a lot of things going on positive, and some things can go wrong even when you're feeling positive, but that's still showing up to let you know you choose positivity, even though, but it's still within. And that's my point tonight, is all this outer stuff that you see, it's an effect. It's an effect of what you've been thinking and feeling, because this is all, not everything you think comes to fruition, but your feelings is what brings it. So if you're feeling a certain kind of way, you're feeling good and you're on a high vibration, and you're feeling good and you're thinking thoughts, and you're, praying to God, or you're in a positive mode, you're wishing the best for yourself and others, you're letting life come to you, you're in the flow of things, then it reflect outside. It does. The people seem nicer. I mean, the people come up and give you things or say hello. It seems to flow a little better. Your conversations, your affairs, even your bank account get better if you stay in this flow. All of it comes into how you feel. What is your main attraction? What are you feeling? What is your main feeling? What is your feeling every day? What is your dominant feeling? Is what I'm asking people. Christ consciousness people and divine people, my love people. I just want to know, what is your, you know, your dominant thoughts? What do you think every day? And this is where it comes from, is what I'm saying. It comes from within, and the causation is in the mind. We all have one mind, all of us. We look different, we do it, but we all dealing with this one mind, and it's a God mind. And it's all about what you're feeling, what you're thinking every day in it. And if you want to change it, you got to think differently. You got to be in agreement with this God that started all this. We didn't start this. We know we didn't. So we, you know, whether you believe it or not, it's still here. And just like gravity, you don't have to believe it. You just, anybody can jump off a window, jump out of the window, stand on a bridge, they're going down. A dog, a baby, whether they have ignorance or not, they still going down. So it's still God. It's still here, whether you believe it or not. But since you do, you have choice. And he give you that free will. He don't make you do anything. He just lets you see your results. And the only way you're going to see your effects is outer. But those are just effects. But if you don't go in and get quiet and know what's going on in your life, you're going to think that the outside is doing it. These people doing these things to me. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's awful. These people are mean to me. And they really are. And you're not lying. It's not that these people are mean or nice or whatever it is that's going on in your particular life. This is really happening. But sometimes you don't know what the cause. What's the mystery? Why is this happening? And but you see, you have to know that it's the causation. It's in your mind. It's in your experience. It's in your inner world. So you have to be, you know, dealing with your inner world, which is your mind and your body and your feelings and your emotions. You have to deal with that first. And that's the causation within. And then the effects are out. Most of the time, every time that the effects are out, those are thoughts that was already thought before. Those are old things that's happening with you, really. It's what are you doing now? But if you keep that same vibration that's going on, if it's good, that's good. Keep that vibration. And we all know that we're not going to always be at the same time. But I'm just saying your dominant vibration, that's what you're dealing with. What do you think on a continuous basis? What do you get up in the morning? What do you do every day to set yourself up for success and for positivity? Get up in the morning and do it. And go to sleep with positivity. And that's then again another enter that you're going into sleep. So it's still how you go to sleep and how you wake up. You still, your subconscious mind is still running when you sleep. That's God, by the way. That's that super conscious that's going on in your dreams. You know, because when you sleep, you don't even know where you at until you wake up. So what I'm saying is, before you go to sleep, or when you wake up, you got to have this certain train of thought. You have to train your thoughts. You have to train your mind and put it on the God level, meaning that your frequency has got to be positive. You got to write about it when you get up in the morning. That's what I do every morning. I mean, if it just take 5 minutes or less. I mean, you know, get you a grateful. You be grateful is the thing. You get up grateful, thanking God that you got up and were able to have another day. You say, oh, I don't want another day. It's a crappy day. Well, you're in it. You woke up. So that's a good thing. You're breathing. That's a good thing. So you're already there. So you get up and you be grateful for that. Just for that. That's just alone being grateful for getting up. So then you write your 10 gratitude thoughts down of what you're grateful for. I mean, if you just got 5 minutes, I mean, it just changed the game, guys. Divine listeners, it changed the game when you do that, because then it sets you up for being grateful. You're already, you know, I'm just grateful. You can start at, you know, thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. I'm awake. I'm alive. So that's good in itself. And then you know, number two, you know, I thank you for my good health. And if you have bad health, you just thank for being alive. You just thank God for that. Then you just thank him for being, feeling better or being healthy. You just claim it. You claim what you don't even have on this grateful. That's what you can do too. And you just say, okay, I don't feel that well, but I'm just thankful I'm being alive. Put that down. You say, you know, number three, if you're in a home or you're in an apartment, wherever, at least I got a place to stay. It's probably 10 people here, you know, whatever. Make it, you got to find the good. You got to harvest the good, people, because it's always some good. Like I said, you hear the perspective I was saying, it's always some good and bad on either. You can always find, harvest the good. You say, well, I'm in here with 10 people. I don't like these people, but I love God. I love myself. I'm grateful to be alive. So you just put that down. And did you have food, or you had, you know, whatever? I'm thankful for the food I got in my refrigerator. If I got a little, whatever, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for, you know, my family, you know. And if you have rotten people in your family, you know, it's one person, an aunt, somebody, my friends, at work, anything, find a reason. I'm thankful for seeing, breathing, you know. This is all things that, you know, we take for granted, but these are gifts that you're able to see and hear. Everybody can't say it. It's just deaf people. They can't hear, you know. So if you can hear and you got, you know, you got your vision, you just thank God for your vision. You thank him for that. You just go down for maybe just 10, you know, because we know you got things to do in the morning. But, you know, 10 grateful things that you're blessed about. Blessed about this job. I'm blessed about support. Somebody gave you some support, helped you, you know, babysit your kid, anything. You know, it's always something to be grateful. And that'll set you down, guys. That'll set you right off right there. So you done wrote down 10 things. So you're in that grateful mood. If you wake up with 10 things you don't like, I'm going to tell you this. You're going to be in a bad mood, because you don't went to sleep, like I said, in a bad mood, and all the things that you didn't like the night before, you're going to wake up with them same 10 things or more on your mind. And then the mind is like this, and thoughts is like this. They gravitate the thoughts that you had, and they'll bring more thoughts about it. So if you're thinking about 10 things in the morning that you was pissed off, guess what? You're going to have more thoughts about being pissed off. Yeah, another one. Charlotte. Oh, yeah, Shirley, that chick, she, heck no. It'll come up some kind of way. Other things start coming up. You just watch. And you will be end up pissed off. By the time you go to the bathroom to use the bathroom, you pissed. You sitting there on the toilet using the bathroom, I ain't trying to, you know, but you pissed off. You washing your hands and getting dressed and taking a shower, and you in the shower, you know, by the time you reach it, you're like, and I'm going to tell her so-and-so off when I get to work. Because I didn't like what happened. But, like, you know, like I said, you set yourself up for whatever way you choose. But I'm just saying, this will help kind of, you know, put you in that kind of mood. And then once you take a shower and while you brushing your teeth, I tell you what I do. I look in the mirror. I thank God again. But I do some mirror work. I just say, Lord, whatever it is this morning you want for me to do, I want to be in the right place to do it. I want to be in the frame of mind. The best frame of mind to receive people in a good way. Lord, have me where you want me to be today. How I can be of use. And you just talk to God. Say, where you want me to be, where I can be of use, where I can be positive, where I can give more love today. How can I be a blessing to someone? You see, it changes the game when you just stay in there. You ain't got a lot of time, but you know, you just do that. If you can do that every day and start your day and start looking at life a different way, it will place you in a way where, okay, life is not so bad. You know, it's good. I see the goodness. And then you, like I said, oh, and I forgot another thing up under on the sheet of paper. If someone's bothering you, or if something happened to you where a person is just a bothering you, a thorn in your stomach or whatever that's bothering you, or somebody, I don't know, could be a relative, could be somebody at work, your boyfriend, your husband, whatever. But after you write those 10 your grateful list down, you just put that person down, or those people down that irritate you. Put it down on that list, and it could be somebody next to you, whatever. I don't know. But whoever's irritating you the most, it could be more than one, but maybe three, if they're really the ones that's irritating you. I forgot to say this, and I'm going to add this. You put that on your list, and then you ask God to release them to the highest good, because that will release you in a way from it. You know, but before you do it, you irritated by putting their name down. You need to be in a sort of, that's why I said put the grateful list down first, so you can put you in a better mode. But if you need a little bit more quiet for this, put the name down, kind of get quiet within yourself, and then you ask God to release your anger, your feelings, your negative feelings toward that person, and you ask God to release that person to its highest good. And then you take a moment and ask God for guidance. Maybe 5 minutes, not a long time, but ask God for guidance. And then you get on with your day. But the truth of the matter is, you have to set yourself up for success. You have to set yourself up for a great day, a positive day. If you don't do it, it can go chaotic. I mean, it can. I mean, I'm not saying it do. I mean, some people say, well, I don't do that and I still have a good day. And that's great, because you're probably in a great frame of mind. Your whole frequency is probably in already a good frequency. But your dominant frequency has got to be that. If not, you have to change your frequency and put you in a more positive mode. Okay? Put you in a more positive mode. So that's where we're going. So this is the going within. So this is what you do when you see the outer world that's not the way you want it to be. Once you get out here, say you didn't know this and you went out and you had those 10 things going on, and the more things was going on with your thoughts about somebody pissed you off, or you're mad at somebody, or your day is just not going well. And we have those days, but I'm just saying, you didn't do that. You didn't get into that and say you got up pissed off or whatever. And these thoughts, what's on your mind and in your body and in your emotions, and you're carrying this around, and you're looking at your outer world, and this is your main frequency, and you're out in the world, and you're doing this, and you're looking at your outer world, and it's reflecting, but you don't know it's reflecting. But your outer world is reflecting all this stuff that's going on with you personally, but you're thinking it's these other people. So you got all this stuff going on. You got your boss. You got the people talking stuff. You go in line for Starbucks. You got people in front of you and back of you talking stuff, and you end up in an argument with more than one person, and it just looked like, you know, life is a hassle. It's all this coming at you. And you say, damn, all I just want to do is get some coffee, get along with my boss. And I got all these coworkers. I got all this shit going on. And so you're looking at your outer. And that's what you really need to look at. Look at your effects. Look at your outer world. What is it telling you about yourself? What is this outer world telling you about you? Because it's about you. It's really not about the people, but it's about you. What vibration are you sending? Because believe me, we're talking to each other all the time. You don't know it. We are all one mind. And I know you've heard that. We're all one. It's true. And it's been said in many ways and all kinds of things, but we really are all one mind. And we all pick up each other's thoughts and pick up each other's emotions and all of that. And it's more complex than what I'm saying, but it is really you know it. And so you don't realize what you're putting out, you're transmitting. So this outer world that's the only way you're going to know what you're thinking. This God gave us a thinking and a spiritual mind. And the only way, how are you going to know what your results are? How are you going to know, how are you going to depict what your life is about? And some of you already know, because, you're living it. But sometimes you just don't know. You just came in this world, and this outer world was just staring at you. And all these people and all this stuff. And you become afraid almost to go outside with, what is these criminals? And you become paranoid. And you say, this is not a safe place to be. Well, it is, and it can be, and it cannot be. It's true on all. But it's how you are present and what are you doing within your inner world that's going on. You have to check that out, because your outer world is just a reflection. It's a reflection. It's really just a mirror of what's going on with you. You ever see these people, they're happy all the time? You're like, what are they doing? What they doing? Things are working out for them. They're lined up. I mean, they're not necessarily doing what I'm doing, but they're doing something inside. They're feeling some kind of way about themselves. They're loving themselves. And that's where it comes down to, divine listeners, it comes down to self-love. Not saying if you have a bad day, you're not in self-love. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm just saying it comes down to how are you feeling? Because you see these people, they can't miss. They you know, they're doing fine. They're, you know, they meet the right people, they're connecting. They say, all I did was just do this and that, and here it is. I got my own company. I'm in business. I mean, they're thinking a certain kind of way. Believe me. They're thinking differently than another person thinking. That's the only thing different about all of us, is that we're thinking in a different way. And if you see something going on with somebody, you don't get jealous about it if it's going well for them. You just know that they're doing something different. They're no better than you. God gave us all equally power, equally now. We just got all different things that we have to do down here. They're not the same. Our missions are different. That's why another thing is why you can't get jealous or get envious of anybody. Your mission is different, you know. You know, somebody's mission is to do, you know, mechanics, and yours is something else, and you, or both of you doing mechanics, forgive you for instance, both of you are mechanics. And but this mechanic place is popping. It's got all the, you know, clients, and you have another one right beside it, and it's, they doing the same thing. But this particular mechanic shop, it's got all the things going on for people, it's lined up. And even when this client is so busy, they don't even go over there. They'll come back. What I'm saying is, this is the way this person is thinking, or these people, these general people, are thinking in a certain way, whereas the other one is thinking. Not saying that he's not working hard over there in the mechanic place, but his mind is, he might be saying, I'm not going to get a lot of clients today, or something is going on with this. But I'm telling you, the only thing is really, truly different is the way they're thinking. Their, you know, their vibrations, how they're handling themselves in business, and how they're treating their customers. And the other one might be, you know, working hard and treating his customers, but you got to think a certain way to be a certain way to get the results. That's why you have to look at your results. You have to look at your results. And that's why I say this inner world is important. This is it. The inner world, divine listeners, is important than the outer world. Don't look at the outer world for the answers. When people say look within, that's what they mean. Go within. Get quiet. Sometimes you just have to get quiet. Most of the time, I mean, really, to be honest with you, divine listeners, you just have to get quiet. I don't care if it's at night or during a lunch break. You have got to take breaths, get really deep breaths, and you know, breathe, calm down, and listen. Listen to the silence, because God is in the silence. Your answers will come. But you got to go inner. You got to go inside. And that's what I mean. Quiet the mind, because there's so much stuff going on. People want to tell us how to live our life. They, this, that, and that. People, ideals, all this. You can't know what your ideals and God's is, and how to agree with, if you don't get quiet, if you don't get still and find out what's going on with you in your inner world. You have to find out what's going on in your inner world. And that's the only way you're going to know. Even the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens in me. That's what he's telling you. I can do all things that's in Christ that's strengthening in me. That's what he means. His strength is in him, in us. That means you can do all things, but you got to go in. And that's where you have to go. That's where it's at. Don't look for the outside. The outside is just effects. It's, I'm not saying you can't find, you know, things outside that help you, and people that's what the real knowledge, that's where it comes from. The original knowledge and spirituality is within, and all the effects is all the things we see, all the internet, all somebody thought of everything. Somebody's been thinking, and they've been thinking, doing a good job thinking, because we got all these things, we got all these contraptions, we got everything we need. That's why we're blessed. But the whole true thing is, you, if you want to personally change your life and continue to grow, and to instead of doing the blame game, because the blame game is never going to, it's never going to lead you to the truth. Well, he did it, they did it. Well, it's probably true. They did do it. And I'm not saying that you're the cause of, you know, things do happen. I'm not saying that things don't happen, mistreatments and all that. I do, but to get your answers, to get more resolved in yourself, you can't change that. You need to go within, and don't continue to track the type of things that's happening to you that you choose not to have, or do you don't want to happen to you. You want to choose the good, and you want to harvest the good. You want to harvest the positivity. But as we live, we know we got to have the things that we don't are not preferred things to, like I said, to grow. When we have our contrasts, they just tell us what we need to do. And what I mean is that when we have our contrasts of I'm trying to get a business started and it's hard, but if you keep going at it and doing what you're supposed to do, you come up with the answer. But you're looking at your contrast, you're looking at it on the outer level, but then you have to go within to get the answers. That's all I'm saying. The contrast help you come to your conclusion, come to a positive solution. And that's the way you got to look at it. You can't look at it as, almost, that's why I said good and bad is kind of relative. You just kind of look at the contrast as, what is this trying to tell me? How's this going to help me? And that's what I mean on a positive note. Because if you're looking at, why is all this stuff keep happening to me? This is going to send you into another frequency that you're not going to like. Because if you keep questioning the why is these things happening to me, you're getting more into that frequency. You're getting more into the negative frequency. Why did that man act the way he did? Why did he give me a bad deal? You could say, okay, yeah, that did happen. That was wrong. I see. What do I need to regroup? Well, how can I make this a positive? How can I change this around to benefit me? There's something good in this. If you keep that attitude, there's something good. Believe me, I'm still doing this too. I'm learning as I say, everything that I'm saying, I am in training with. Believe me, I just was wanting to know if anybody out there is as curious I am how this go. But I'm learning to do that too. I'm still struggling with that too, as to why things happen to me. And sometimes we never know why they happen, but you just move on. You say, well, I don't know why this turned out the way this is, but there must be something good in it for me. There's must be either if it's not good, there's a lesson in there that I need to learn. What can I learn? What kind of lesson I need to learn about this? And everything is telling you more about yourself, divine listeners. Everything in your life is telling you more about yourself. Either it's telling you what way to go, but if you're looking at it a certain way, your perception tell you this is just all bad. That's the wrong thing. This is, and it could be, but then you say it, your words is powerful. You just don't know your words is powerful, and it has a lot of power within it. And you say it's all bad. It's all terrible. Everything, all my whole life is bad. This is all bad for me. And it's just not true. Because once you get back and you say, no, everything couldn't be bad. I mean, what's good? And you just go there. What am I grateful for? I'm still here. If you're still here, then you can still change it. And that's the beautiful part of it. If you're here, you can change it. And if you can change it, then it can turn good. It can turn for the best for you. So you have to be in that frame of mind. You have to be in that frame of thought, and you have to know how to change it around. And it takes time. If your vibration has been set on this like this for years, and you're looking for the bad, and people don't realize they're looking for it. What's wrong now? What they complain, and this is the zone they're in, and it really feels good to them to complain, but this complaining is not helping you. It never helped you. It never helped anyone to sit and be a chronic complainer, but there's chronic complainers. They complain all the time. So then they're setting themselves up for that vibration. And then when they look out the mirror, they say everything is effed up, but it's not. I mean, it appears, it's an appearance. It feels like that because that's what you've been carrying. But if you just take a time to think, change your vibration, change your thoughts and your mind, deal with yourself more than you're dealing with the outer world, deal with your inner world more. And the outer world will reflect it. Probably not right away. I'll say that. Because sometimes, you say, I am positive. I'm still running to these idiots. And it's the truth. It's not that you're not going to run into them. You just don't run into them as much, and then you know how to deal with them. You know, you run into them, you're like, oh, well, you see where their mind is. You can recognize, you say, well, they ain't in their right space. You know, they're not, you know, taking care of themselves in a spiritual way. This is why they're in that. You can kind of recognize, and this is why, you know, God, we don't judge. He knows, you know, we're not in the correct space. And so we need to just go within. And that's where this lesson is going. Going within, because that's where it's at. That's where the causation is at. That's where that's where God is. That's where the divine is. It's within you. It's within you. And everything come from within. I don't care what it is out here. It came from within. It came from a thought. It came from an ideal. Edison did the lights. He made the light. It came from some thought. And all this come from where? It come from the divine. Where it start? Can you feel it, touch it, taste it? This is the divine. Thoughts, feelings, emotions, all that. But it's still free will. It's free choice in how you feeling. And what are you doing with this? And we all came down here for a purpose. And it was a good purpose. And God don't make no garbage. So all of us are divine beings with a purpose. We have a purpose. And you need to find yours. Find what you feel good about. Find what makes you happy. I don't care what it is. Find what makes you happy. Do something every day that you love. If you love just listening to music, just listen to that song over and over. I have songs where it just make me so happy. I just put the song on just to make me happy. And I dance. Sometimes I dance in Starbucks. I mean, they have I talk a lot about Starbucks. I be in Starbucks every day. But anyway, if I hear a song at Starbucks, I start dancing. People look at me crazy, but I just be in my mode. I just be doing me. I'm doing being in my mode. What makes me happy? You don't care what nobody say. What makes you happy? What calls you to wake up every day? What is your purpose? You have to get inside to know it. What makes you really happy? And it's all goes within. It's all God-like. It's all God-divine within us. It's our right to be happy and to have a good life and choose a good life and be wealthy. And be wealthy and live good. I mean, and we start with our thoughts. I mean, everything starts with, I know it sounds crazy, but everything. Your computer, your radio, everything start with thought. So you know, there ain't no question, everything start with thought. So you have to start with you. What thought do you want to start with? What thoughts do you want to start with in the morning? And what thoughts do you want to have before you go to sleep? That's very important. And when you wake up, what type of day are you intending on having? Because it's up to us. It's really nothing to nobody else how your day is going to be. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. They're too busy in their day. You think they're sitting up every morning thinking about you and what day you... No, you got to take control of your life and how you think. And that's the only thing, if you think about it, that we can control. You sure can't control nobody else. Have you tried controlling somebody else, even your kids? The only control you ever have is your thoughts. You can't control them, but you can... like I said, in the modern, but you can think what you choose to think. You can choose what you think and choose well. Choose positive thoughts and read positive books. And I don't personally go on the news. I'm going to tell you, I don't read a lot. I don't be on the news looking for things that upset me, because every time I, you know, look at the news, the 10 o'clock news, I'm going to tell you, I'm upset. Some kid, I live in Chicago. Oh, I live in the suburbs of Chicago, and it's a lot of stuff going on. Some 5-year-old kid got shot, some this and that got shot. And it's always some kind of nigga. And that puts you right in the nigga. You're like, why did he do that? He's so dumb. I get too emotional. I don't need to be watching TV, especially Chicago TV. It gets me all, you know, upset with the kids and with what's going on, and they robbed the lady, and not saying it's all bad. I just stay away from it because I want to protect my mind. I want to protect my thoughts. So I just kind of stay away from all the kind of drama, and it helps me. I'll just say that. You can try that. You can fast that for about 30 days and see. Just check. Do it for 30 days. just be on a news diet for 30 days and see how that calms you. Not watching the news for 30 days. Nothing but positive things, positive books, things that make you laugh. I don't care, comics, anything that just, laughter is contagious, it's for you. I mean, find things that crack you up. You know, things that make you happy. And this is where you want to be. You want to be in the happy mode. You want to be in that where I'm grateful. I'm living life. I feel good. I may not have everything that I want, but since you focusing on all the good, you don't have time for it. Your mind is crammed with most of the things that you like. You know, I like this. I like babies. I like to do this. I like to nature, whatever it is that nature is really good too. I love going to the park and walking through trees, all that. But whatever that makes you happy, do that. And do it more than one time. And if it's writing, do that. It's positive songs, music, whatever, laughter. Do what it takes and put that in your spirit. Be good with that. And you do that enough times and you write down in your journal enough grateful things and what happened good today. I mean, it could be big or small, you know, whatever. If you write that down, you're grateful, you feel good. That bring that good feeling. God's in there right now. He's in there. It's all in there. God like a grateful servant. He loves the thankful servant. And be thankful for the good that's in your life. And then it really enhances. It really does, guys. It expands. Because whatever the mind and the thoughts is, expands. People don't understand that your thoughts grow. They get even more larger. It expands into its own and expands so that it's in your outer world. I tell you, that's how it goes. It's reflection. It's right there looking at you. Your effects are looking at you. You're touching them. You're seeing them. You're being it. And your outer world is showing you your effects. So guys, this is what it is, divine listeners. And if you reached me today, guys, you were supposed to reach me. And I hope you got something out of this. But the thing is, it's the inner world. It's the inner spiritual world that we're dealing with. It's not the outer. It's the inner world. Get quiet. Get with it. Get silence. I don't care if it's, I mean, you say, okay, I don't have time. I don't want to just meditate. I got to get up and go to work. I understand that. Even if it's 5 minutes, you got 5 minutes. I mean, you put your makeup on or you shave or do whatever. Just sit down in your chair. I mean, you know, for a minute, 5 minutes, and just get quiet. Breathe in and out. Maybe three times. Three breaths always do it. You know, it can be more. You can't go wrong with this. But then you just relax your whole body. Just relax and, you know, get into yourself, get into your body, feel all your body muscles relaxing, your stomach, poke it out. Don't even put it in. Don't do all that because you know, you're with yourself. You're not trying to impress nobody. So, you know, poke that stomach out, get real relaxed, get your body relaxed, get your mind, get your thoughts, your neck, shoulders, all that. And it don't always take 20 minutes, but 5 minutes or so, get into the zone. Even if you just say, all these thoughts are just going through my mind, let them go through your mind. You're being centered, you're getting calmed down just to see what's going on with you personally. And even if you just want to say peace with this, you know, just peace of mind before you go to work, or peace of mind before you go to church, or the peace of mind before you whatever, and you just have this peacefulness, you're just peaceful. And then you can kind of, you know, pray or say a prayer. I always say a prayer within this, and, you know, God, you know, bless my day, bless everybody in my day, you know, because God, like, you talk about the whole. It's not an individual thing. You like, bless everybody. Let me be a blessing to anybody I be or talk to today. Let me be a healing to somebody. Let me say something. Be nice. Act of kindness. How can I be kind? And you be in this frame of mind and serenity kind of vibe. You can't really go wrong. And if you do this daily and just it'll become part of your what frequency, and this would be your dominant frequency. This would be it. And you can see it. Sometimes you can't see it right away, but it's not about you looking at the out effect, because I told you that out effect, you know, it'll come. But, you know, it's more about your being in it. You being in it. And that way it transfer and transpire. And then you meet more people like you. You're attracting more calm people, more people that you're getting along with. And you can kind of, your day will kind of flow in a way that you want it to go. And not saying you won't still have bad days, but you mostly will have, you know, calmer days, you know, and then, you know, have your peak or happy days and stuff like that. But you're in that mode. And that's where you want divine listeners. You want to go within, because if you don't go within, you'll go without. And you're going to, you know, you're going to have to deal with yourself. Can't nobody, by the way, divine listeners, can't nobody do this for you. Can't nobody get your life together but you. Can't nobody be inside of your mind except you. And when you're inside your mind, you guess what? You're inside all the minds, because there's only one mind, and it's God. And when you're inside the God mind, but you're choosing the thoughts. And you're saying, God, when you're grateful, you can't go wrong. So you're choosing the thought of gratefulness. You're with God then. You got it then. And this is where it starts. Within, you got to go within, and you got to do this every day. I mean, if you can do it 3 times a week, whatever, but make it set time aside for it. And like I said, before you go to bed, you know, make sure you don't go to bed angry, upset, or any of those negative things, because they will haunt you in your dreams, and they'll be on your outer world waiting on you when you get up. So make sure you go with a serene mind and a quiet mind and a positive. And if you do those 10 grateful things, that list, you will more likely, you know, go to sleep with some gratefulness in your mind. And you would be within yourself more peaceful, and you'll wake up. Oh, I woke up this morning. God woke me up this morning. Let me see what I'm grateful for. Have a journal by your bed, whatever. You can say it in your head. I'm grateful for getting up, da-da-da-da-da, whatever. You know, I'm ready, breathe, and continue your day. Do, like I said, 5-10 meditations, or get quiet, whatever you want, a way you do it, but do it. You have to do it. You have to take control of your mind and your thoughts. If you don't, somebody else will. And if you don't believe it, there's a lot of people running your mind and your subconscious mind, because you're on auto. Your thoughts are just on auto. You used to thinking this way, and you don't even take the time to think or know what you're thinking. And you think you're thinking, but you're not thinking. You're on autopilot in your thoughts. They're just the same thoughts you've been thinking for years and years. And so you want to take that in. And the only way you can do it is within, guys. And so I think this is it. And I would love to talk to you again within 2 weeks. Within my show. This is it, and we'll talk to you within 2 weeks. I love you guys, and God bless. Thank you.